Yerushalmi Begila Daf Chof. So the Mishnah continues discussing about the heter of Bama, or when you're allowed to use Bamas. So the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Shilo Yerushalayim, El Shib Yeshilo Ochlin Kachim Kalim Amaiser Sheini. So the halakha, first of all, to understand that the halakhas of Bamas, the only time Bama was permitted to bring up a carbon on a Bama was only when they would bring carbon on Sibra was in Gilgal or Novan Givon. But in the Midbar, 40 years in the Midbar, in the time that the Mishkan was in Shiloh until it was captured, when the time it was captured, they were able to do it. But the time that it was in Shiloh, the place where it was supposed to be, until the Beis HaMikdash itself was built, the Bamas was Aser. It was Aser to build, to use, to bring any Kabanas and Bamas. So what about when the Bamas in Yerushalayim and Shiloh? Yerushalayim is in the Mikdash, Shiloh is when they had the Mishkan in Shiloh. What is the nafkamina about what you're allowed to bring or not? So the Mishnah says, he's no Ben Shiloh Yerushalayim, and Shiloh Oakland Kachem Kalam Aser Sheni Kalaroa, that they look when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, a lot of eat Kachem Kalam and Aser Sheni, all the places where you could see Shiloh from there. Says a carbonate, the Bakamakam Shikon Yos Misham Shiloh. Maybe you could see Mishkan Shiloh. From there you were able to eat the Kachem Kalam and Maisa Sheni you were able to eat. We Shalayim through Nakoma, but Yerushalayim was only allowed to eat within the walls around Yerushalayim. When they were in the Mikdosh, Kachem Kalam could be eaten anywhere. However, when the Yerushalayim was only in a time and you couldn't see Shiloh from there. So then, it would be only eaten in the walls within the wall around Yerushalayim. But Kalakan Kachikalim and Kalakan Kachim. But both of them similar Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Kachikachim could be eaten within the curtains. Kedushas Shiloh to Shiloh Yishakrav Heter. There's even a Heter afterwards. You're allowed to, even after the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, Bamas were permitted, became Mutter again. If the Yerushalayim men had to Akarah, but Yerushalayim, if the basement was destroyed, there was never a time that Bamas were allowed. The Bamas was still Aser. Once we had the base of Mikdash, it was the Beis HaMikdash remained Aser forever. Shiloh was only the temporary time Bamas were Aser while it was there. But after the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, when it was removed into Nov and Givon and other places, then you were allowed to go ahead and went back to Bamas. You're allowed to go ahead and use Bamas. Masha'en Kain, Yerushalayim, that never changed. Akareh Heter, there was never a Heter. Afterwards, you were never allowed to use Bamas, remained Aser forever. So the Mishnah explain where do we get this from. Mishnah's Bamas Mutter, when Shibishkan Shiloh, we have a Mishnah, we have a Gemara that tells us that with Bamas was permitted when? The 14 years, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when it was out of Shiloh, it was in Gilgal. So the halakha was, he was allowed to use the, that's when we say, the Pasuk says, you're allowed to use they were allowed to use Bamas. So the Gemara says, where do we see it from? What's the basis of this? Where's the Pasuk for this? So the Gemara said, "We want to be able to spread our dough." Learned it from the pasuk. Yidni Yeshua Mizbeach Hashem, and Lekei Yisrael Baravel. Yeshua built a Mishkan Hashem, Mizbeach Hashem, on Harabel, and they would bring all the carbonolos to it. And they brought shlomim and olos to pasuk Yeshua. Eli, I don't go by Harabel. I know when they came to Yisrael Shilu, and I wouldn't know from Shiloh that after Shiloh they were allowed to use bamos. He got Shmuel to Lechelev. Shmuel says in Shmuel Aleph that after it came, Shmuel took a lamb and offered it up as an ola to Hashem. So what do we see? What we see as a private bama he brought up. How do we know that? As Kabbalah explains, Rav Yehuda, there were three things that are considered Naveira. When the carbon was brought as a carbon seber, like Abish Shmuel's Aleph, Shmuel and Shmuel brought the lamb, and Shmuel brought the Teleh. Who, first was offered together with its skin, which we don't do that. You have to take off the skin. You have to be skinned in December before you bring it up. Second, because it's mine. It was also the time was the wrong time. You have to be less than 8 days old. It was older than that. And three, Levi Oya. It also was brought up by Shmuel as a Levi. And that is a Kohen. Only a Kohen can bring it up, not a Levi. So Mela, Shmuel did three things wrong. A Levi brought up an animal that was premature and also without skinning it. He brought it up as a private. How could it be? Must be brought up as a private bama that doesn't have the requirements that the other ones have. So Mela, you see that that they were not brought up a guide. The Kabbalah explains what this was. He says, we learned that the Shmuel took for Mechusas Man, like a Vade Bama Ekrivo. In Mechusas Man, the king must be brought up a Bama, and a Bama, you can do all these things don't apply. All these halakas specifically that apply to Gabanos, they're not applied to a Bama that was a private Bama. They were able to go ahead
and Shmuel HaNavi himself was able to bring up these kabanos and violated many halakos, these three halakos, but it was able to do so because of the private bama. And therefore, these were mutter. Even after when Shiloh was destroyed and the Mishkan was taken out of Shiloh, they were able to bring it up completely. And these things were put up together with its skin, with less than what it was too old, and also brought up in the, and furthermore, brought up also the halakha itself. He revived itself. He brought up, he was also Levi, he was not Kohen. How was he able to bring it up? So the halakha that Lameila, carbon bama, private bama, you were able to bring up, says the carbon hater, that was what was permitted. There's a right that even after Shiloh, you were able to bring it up. Well, if there's another ma'aseh of Gavi Shmuel, bring a right. Myself, bring up, Rav Yosef, this can't bring a right, this can't be the right. In mi adola sitch ma'am klomi. From your right, you bring him Shmuel, you can't bring any right at all. That'd be what bamas were mutter. Maybe bamas were mutter after Shiloh was destroyed. And what Shmuel did, brought it up, Mar says, because it was a special nevuah, a special tzivi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevuah to do it. But bad, so maybe in a konami, you can't. He meant, don't bring a riot from there. Says the Kabbalah, hey, the Duma, Pi Adibu Nase, the Parashah Gilad Nechiyak, bring a riot, special dinner, special nevuah that he had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nothing to do with Alokah, and my bum is considered Nasser. What's your riot from there? What is your riot from there? That we can't bring a riot. So the Kabbalah, I'm going to go no. Said everybody, there were seven Averis that brought up Lagabe, the Vua, bringing up the parish of Gidon. When Gidon brought up, Gidon was an Aver Avadazara, and he brought up the covering to Baal, he was over many Surim. What were the Surim that he was brought up? So the Mar brings down all the Surim, seven Surim. Number one, he brought up Avadim Psulos. He used from this stones of apostle. He used bones that was stossel. He had a covering that his father had, it was Be'ach Labal. Says the Kabbalah Eidah, and he went, it was broken, he took the rubble from there. You can't do that, it's Asr. I said, the other one, it's Yeshira. And the wood that was used, he took from Ashira trees, which is also Asr. It was also Asr. So Mira says that the furthermore Muksa, it was things that was considered Lamuksa, Lavodazara, which is considered Asr, it's Asr to use. It's Asr to have. Any animal set aside Vodazara is Asr. But Navad also was worshipped. They worshipped in Vodazara. You can't bring it up either. Lila also brought up at night. You can't bring up a carbon at night. Did you bring it up during the day? So Gemara says, the also he was Zari. He was a non-Kohen. He was from Shevet Menashe. So how could he bring it up? So Gemara says, so therefore, obviously, all these things violated all these different halakas, that seven halakas that he would not be allowed to bring it up. So my wife, what was the Bama? Also, Yisubama was allowed. So therefore, where you see, Teretz says, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzaveh, Gidon to bring up this private carbon, the private Bama, even though violated all that luck, so too Shmuel also. Maybe Shmuel also, Hashem gave him a Nevuah. That's why he brought up, even violating these three halakas. So you bring a Raya from there, that there was Bamas after Shiloh. Maybe no. Maybe it was a continuation of a special Nevuah. Just like Gidon had a Nevuah and violated seven halakas to bring it up, Hashem told him to do. So too, they said, Gidon lived in the time of Mishkan Shiloh, says the Pnei Moshe. So maybe the same thing applies. You can't bring a Raya from there. So I say, okay, and if not, you have no Raya, bring another Raya though. I'll bring you another raya. So to my mind, the one who wishes a real raya, I'll bring you a real raya. What does Shmuel Nachman say? So the Gemara says, to Shavas Arasik Shami Beiso, the Sham Shafat as he saw Vietnam is Be'ach Hashem. Shmuel would return to Ramah, that's where he lived, and then he would bring up, he would judge Klai Yisrael and build him as Be'ach Hashem. He built him as Be'ach Hashem. He built a regular bummer for himself to bring up Kabanos. Then he went and he brought this up, another one, he brought it for himself. So you see clearly, it wasn't a tzivu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to bring it up at the time of that was bad. So you bring a raya from there. You can't bring a raya. Because it must say, brother, he's a raya. He was from his belly. But I give a bummus, mutaris, lakash, a shil. It's a raya. I say, raya. You clearly see, you're allowed to bring up bummus. You have to, this is a good raya. So we have the raya of Shabbat Nachman. And I say, I'll bring you another raya. I'll bring a Shmuel and maybe a Kanami. Maybe there'll be another raya that you see, that we could see this halakha from. So the Gemara. That's the Gemara. We learn a pasik. State in the pasuk in Shmuel, or Yoram Tavak es hashok veliyav es malei shol. Cook lifted up the shank and what was on it, and he put it in front of Shol, and he brought in the halakha that when Shmuel came to meet Shol and anointed him as king, so he told him to prepare a suda for him. Hashem told him to prepare a suda. So therefore, he told him that Shmuel comes. Shmuel went ahead and prepared a whole suda, made a seat at the banquet for him, and set aside a special portion for him to give it to him. And what was the thing? What was the purpose? What was written on this thing that he gave him this part? Shemachan and Shaka Shuga said on the shank and the cap of the thigh bone. That's what he gave him. It was around the hip that was surrounded by the thigh bone. Gemara says that this was on it, was the meat on top of it. Shagushu says the carbon aid to explain. Kari shufa aled, aliyah shuka kari, because the what it means is that the thigh bone sits on this, the meat that's around on the corner of this bone. The shuk. So what if Yochan Amin of Shak value was a shank and a tail portion? That's what he did. That's what was on it. He kept the tail attached to the shank bone. It was the breast and the shank. It was the chaz of a shok. Says the carbon the last line. The was put on the thing. It was resting on the thigh of the animal. Sigma says the Sigma says, see, these are the things that he went. He put these things that he gave it to as part of a shlomim, gave it to the Kohen, and Shlomo was allowed to put them, give them to Shaul. He was able to go take it to Shaul. When he put it in his bank as a shlomim, it was a carbon shlomim, and he put it on the private bum, and he gave it, he presented it to Shaul. The breast and the shank of the Shlomo are given to the Kohanim. When it's a bum gadola, it's given to the Kohanim. But that's why he was allowed to take it and give it to Shaul, because it wasn't, it was a small bummer, and therefore it was allowed to, it wasn't, didn't have to go to the Kohen. It's not minus kuhuna. It was allowed to eat it. Shmuel was allowed to take it and give it to Shaul. So that's another thing I look, you see that he did that bummer there, that suit. The height of the oila goes to the Kohanim and the bummer gadoila, and the bailim a mektana. Now there's another difference. Truma's tayil lekohanim amagdayla. The portion that goes to the toto that goes to lekohanim, the bialim amakana goes to the owner, and the bialim and the carbon toto itself, the loaves that come with it, go to the bialim. They're not given to the kohen. So the Gemara, another halacha we learn by that shayla, how that about shi yakash beyama? That you got to bring carbon at night. We know we don't bring carbonus at night, but if it's a private bama katana, you got to go bring a carbon at night. Do we say no? That if it's a carbon tzibur, it's still considered usher at night, only by the day. That's what Shaila was. So Gemara asked, Rav Yosef, let's want to answer Shaila. Look, it's a stira. And with that, he wants to answer the Shaila. Except in the Pasik, in Shmuel, Vayom, Eshal, Tzubam, Vametel, Megush, Yol, Ev, Shari, Shara. So spread out the people and say to them, each man bring me his ox. Each one, people came with it, each one brought an ox at night. They slaughtered all the oxes that came at night. So he goes, Rav Yosef, Yom, Yom, and he told Shaul that the nation sinned and they ate the blood of the animal. They did something terrible. Mashma, they slaughtered the animals and they went ahead and a private bum. They were allowed to go take it. How'd they take it? Adam I said, was it just a little daytime? Was it day and night? How is it possible? If it's at night, here it says during the day. What it means to tell you, at night was for slaughtering things that were chulin. And at night, and in the day, was the mukadashim, was for the animals that were sacrificed, the kedusha, for the karbanos. So Mela, at night in a chrami, a carbon for yourself in the dava, that's allowed to do at night, on a bama katana. But so the carbon aid. But at the mukdashim, there's only, even a bama katana, it was only mutter at night. During the day. Kachamav, I heard this, I like the explanation, he explained the steer in the psukim, and therefore why at night it's mutter, and he explained the difference, and now he understands, he answered both kashas, now he understands the sugya well. Now I understand the sugya of, well, day and night, to explain the stira, why they were allowed to pass his mashma the stira, and explain the difference between the two kabanos, and now I understand. Sakta Gemara, what about the look? How was Mishkan Shiloh built? Let's understand, what was Mishkan Shiloh built? So Gemara says, one pasuk it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Mishkan Shiloh, and he abandoned the Mishkan Shiloh. Mashmah that Mishkan Shiloh was just a tent. He let it go. He abandoned it. What do you mean, abandoned it? Says the carbon Eda. Mashmah it's a tent. It was only a tent. It wasn't a real structure. It was only a tent. Bavad. Oil Bavad, says the carbon Eda. So there wasn't a binyan. It was only a tent. So the Gemara said, you tell the Pasik's Mashmah. A Pasik, that's Mashmah and Shmuel Al Teveo. Beis Hashem Shiloh. Of course, Beis Hashem. It's a house. Mashmah was a building. It was an actual structure. Beis Hashem, he called it bias. I mean, it's a bashma shayu bias, a stira. So what was it? A case? Was it a house? Was it a tent? Bias avanim mat. There was a stone underneath of avanim. Vigil mat. And on top was canopies. It says vehi haisa benuchah. On top was a resting place where it was on top The Torah tells us that's where it was rested, where the Mishkan rested, came to rest on top of it. So therefore, it was a stone house, as the bottom says, as it says, to give it stability, to make it strong. But it really was on top, was just a curtain. It was like an oil. And that menucha was placed on top of that, as the pasuk says. So you see, menucha koyal Shiloh. The Torah gave it a vuah in advance of where it's going to be in Shiloh. The Torah in Devarim already said where it's going to be. It's going to be, how it's going to look. It's going to be placed in Shiloh. So it was a bias with a curtain on top of it. Stone was only 10 tefachim high in the house that Hashem built in Shiloh. It was only 10 tefachim high. Kabbalah explains that the stone sex parts of the thing was only 10 tefachim high. Lo yabinyan mamata yosimim, more than 10 tefachim. So you might say, I'll tell me that advice. Tijay omar at the night. You might say, oh, omar was spread over its wool, so the oil was spent also. Well, so how could it be if it's only 10 tefachim high? How could it be that the curtains spread over that? It wouldn't make sense. Yes, it can't be only 10 tefachim high. It had to be higher. So how do you explain this pshat in the pasuk? The cheder couldn't only be 10 tefachim high, says the Kabbalah to explain. When it says they couldn't be higher, Hashem Elohim by Nachi, maybe you are saying the two English Bible is not slanted, had to be higher than 10, more than the bias, more than 10 tefachim. So therefore, what's pshat? So Amar Yosef Babuon, Kurasa, Gashim, Rekim, Namud, Vatana. The Mishkan Shiloh also, like the Oyo Mod, had hooks and beams and pillows, and together they raised it up. That was 10 tefachim higher. Across the Yimitokal Kromakiyev, and the tent in the Oyo Mod, it looked like the hooks made it look like it was stars in Shemayim. It looked like it was so. It was sewn into it that they looked, the gold hooks that glittered, it looked like they were stars. And Mela, there was the same thing with the Mishkan Shiloh as well, had the same look as well, that it was the crushing. The crushing that came, it was talking, only 10 tefachim high, Taka, but it looked like it was higher, it looked like it was raised up like the stars. When you looked at it, it shone like the stars. So that made it higher, the same way as the actual Oil Moye, the same way this was, well, it was structured as well. Where was it? Where was the Shiloh? I heard from your father. Who saw you? All the chuppos, all the coverings in the Mishkan of Akash Baruch Hashkina, Chelkel, always the Chelkes of Binyamin. The only place where everything was covered, where the Shekinah would rest, that the once they settled in, the Shekinah's only rest in only places where? In the places where, in the Shevet Yamin, both Shiloh, Nov, and Givon, and the Mikdash itself, and basically Mikdash, all of them were in Chelkes of Binyamin. They were all in the Chelkes of Binyamin. So Gemara says, my time, because the Satan the Pasuk says that in Chumash, that the Zos HaBracha, that the Beg Sefer, that between, rest between the shoulders, that between Yamin, all the things they wish to, the tribe will all settle, every Akash Baruch's presence, Chupos, will all settle in the Shevet Chelek of Binyamin Chupos, Kamakam Sheshudah Pafefes, says the Kabbalah, Shashiloh, all of them were in Shechelek Binyamin. All of them in Chelek of Binyamin, that's where it was. So the Gemara says the same thing. She says Bnei Moshe Shiloh and Nova given also in Chelek and Shevet Binyamin. Frank the Gemara exhibited in the pasuk by Shmilkas and Shiloh. By Mishkan Shiloh stayed in the pasuk. Or Yimas El Yosef Shevet Ephraim LeBakar, and Hashem rejected the Oil Yosef. He didn't choose the Shevet Ephraim, which means it was located in Ephraim, not in Binyamin. It was located in Chelek Yosef or Ephraim of Yosef. So Mefurish a Pasik in Tehillim, that it was Yitol Mishkan Shiloh, that it was planted in where? In Chelek of Yosef, not in Chelek of Binyamin. So how can you encourage the stira? Answer of Yivka, Shevet Yehuda. We must say that Beit Shemesh was really in Chelek of Yehuda, but Yivka was a Yehuda. Should we choose Yehuda? That's where it was. No, he chose Binyamin. It says, already he said before the Pasik Binyamin. Bechira means that there were two choices. There was the choice. Originally, it was Mishkan Shiloh, originally by Yosef, and then it was sent to Binyamin. Just like Bechira meant it was really everything was part of Binyamin, Chelek of Binyamin, so too, Bechira Shnemakam Binyamin Lechal. Also included here as well was the Binyamin's included in Binyamin. So, in other words, even though part times it was placed in different sections, different places, but Be'etzem, the place where it was considered, the place where it would be in Chelek Binyamin. That's where it would end up being. It was in the border of Yehuda and part of Yosef as well, Ephraim as well. But at some place where it was actually where Hashem chose, was the chosen Binyamin. Says the Kohenet to explain. Vivka, I was giving you a Bakar or Binyamin. Bakar means to say, Vade Binyamin like Chashiv It was also, that Torah doesn't mention Binyamin because it was known, it was always in Binyamin, Bechir Bechira. So it tells you that it was part of Bechir Binyamin. This is only, it touched the outer skirts of Yehuda, but that's where it was Binyamin, and Torah didn't repeat it because that's what was already, Yedua, I was already mentioned, that it was in the Chelek of Binyamin. Zakta Gemara, say it was the Chelek of Binyamin, straddled Yosef and Yehuda as well. There's a section of a land shaped like a rush tour that protruded from Yosef to Binyamin. That's where the Mizbeach was put. That's where it was put on it. That section that protruded. My time. Stayed in the Pasik in Yoshua. That it was one of the places where Ephraim, where it was put into the Aksuva Shiloh, were able to put a boundary until the morning of Shiloh, until the place where it was placed there, the entrance, the borders, strafing Binyamin and Yosef and Binyamin, and it was placed there, Binyamin saw that it would be in his area, that eventually it's going to go out of it at some point. And it was, he moaned, he was crying because it was going to be taken out of him. So Mael, therefore, it was called, Ta'ana Shiloh was called the place because Binyamin cried for the fact that it was going to be taken out of their position for a while. That's the area that it really accomplishes both. It's both in the area of both Binyamin and Yosef, Ephraim, I should say. Mainly, that's the place where it was. And that's where it came to rest. Stayed in the Pasik. Shechina rested in the territory of the enemies of Yosef. Kachakalim could be any place where Shiloh could be seen, which means the snare refers to the enemy, which refers to means that the brother of Yosef, who hated Yosef, was placed in his place. Wherever Shiloh could be seen, that's who it was. So therefore, even though it was part of Chelek Yosef, it was Chelek of Ephraim, however, it was enough close enough where it was seen, and therefore by Binyamin, that's why it was called the area of Binyamin. Chesuvah de Shiloh, Daiga v'shad Shiloh, Shiloh was Mitzayr, because the Shekinah would be taken out of it for a while. But Mela, that's where it was. That's something we actually the steers in the Psukim of where we say that it would be able to be both in Shevet Ephraim, which is Shevet Yosef, and Binyamin, not a steer in the Psukim, because it was put into that area that protrudes into Chelek of Binyamin from Ephraim, from Chelek of Yosef, and that's where it was. Stop over here.